Just come out of the improvers class on a Tuesday night, and what we've been working on tonight is week 3 of relax the hips, which is one of the 10 principles, one of the 10 important points, if you like, from Yang Cheng Fu's sort of terminology of Tai Chi, of our particular style and school of Tai Chi at any rate. Excuse me. And what I always do on the third week of a principle is focus on Grass Sparrow's tail. It's ward off left, ward off right, roll back, press, push, pull down. Those moves there. And we also add in the two additional moves that make up the 8 postures, which is elbow strike and shoulder press, because they're all in Grass Sparrow's. Excuse me. Oh dear. They're all in Grass Sparrow's tail. They're all there, if you know where to look for them. And what we do first of all is, our form's a little different to most of the ones I've seen, and I freely admit I've not seen a lot, but relaxing the hips is all about tension and release for us. That's where we start, and at the minute that's also where we end. I've still got a little bit more to learn on that, I guess. And at the end, we do a salute before we go into Grass Sparrow's tail, which is, I don't think many styles do. I'd happily be proved wrong. And at the end of the salute, we end up in a triangle stance, I guess what a Kung Fu people would call a dragon stance, with both sets of toes pointing inwards to form two sides of a triangle, and then the space between the heels forming the third part. And what we do then is we shift our weight into the left. So it takes the pressure downwards into the floor, out of the right foot, frees up the right foot. And then if you relax at the hip, round you go, just like that. And that's what we've started working with tonight. And we've got them going right, which is the way we normally do every week in the form. And then we've also got them going left. And it was interesting how at least one student, right, was quite mechanical, shall we say. Left, just went round like that. And then from there she was able to learn what was different, so she could then do it on the right. And completely different quality of movement to see. Completely different quality. Sorry, I'm just biting my nail here. Not an annoying bit. And then from there we went on into Grass Sparrow's tail. And we focused on press. In our form, press, if you look at it from the 13 postures point of view, there's a shoulder press immediately before press. And the first year students aren't taught that, because the hand movement for press, they find quite challenging at that stage. They still learn to coordinate left and right, and it's easier just to teach press as one move at that point. But this, you know, when you get to this year, the year 2 and onwards, what we do is we break press down into two moves. Shoulder press first to dislodge your opponent from a martial point of view and have them tottering backwards. Then to turn in the left toes, you turn in the hip, and that brings the arms round in a relaxed but strong posture, clearing that personal space and taking advantage of the fact you've already knocked them over. With the shoulder press, just keeps the movement going and keeps clearing that space. And that's what we worked with tonight. And I want to end on an amusing note, because we noticed that some of the students, when they did the shoulder press, they were leaning into it. But one of our principles is that you stay upright at all times. How does that work? And when you look at it, it works because on blokes, our shoulders are wider than our hips. But the class was mostly women. And for the ladies, it's not always true. Just goes to show, you can't avoid historical sexism, if you like, lack of a better phrase, even in the modern world. Because we're teaching something that goes back that long and was designed by men for men, it has its limitations. But anyway, that's what we've done tonight for Relax the Hips.